Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This week, I had the incredible opportunity to spend 3 days with 400 of the top minds in the social conservative movement. And the big takeaway was, we're changing as a nation, for the good in some ways, and for the bad in others. When it comes to politics and public policy, it's important to note that policy is not formulated in a vacuum on either the right or the left. It rarely has its start at the local level. For the most part, it's top-down, created and advanced by national stakeholders who then recruit state and local organizations to push those policies at the local level. That's why so many policies seem to crop up in multiple states at the same time, usually with the same wording and goals. The meeting that I attended hosted judges, lawyers, members of the conservative media, theologians, philosophers, pastors, and members of government, including U.S. senators and congressmen. We looked at trends and analyzed data, all from a Judeo-Christian perspective. After 3 days of drinking from a fire hose, we came away with a better understanding of the direction our country's headed and the steps necessary to promote the good trends and discourage the bad ones. Throughout the summit, I was also getting regular updates from our team back in Montana as they continue to monitor court cases and the abortion amendment signature verification process. In terms of court cases, we got some good news. A Helena judge ruled in our favor in a lawsuit seeking to block implementation of House Bill 393 from the 2023 legislative session. That bill, sponsored by Majority Leader Sue Vinton, established the Students with Special Needs Equal Opportunity Act. The bill was one of several passed by the legislature and signed by the governor that promote the concept of school choice. As you may recall, House Bill 393 specifically allows students with special needs who are not receiving adequate instruction in the public schools to take some of the money that would have been spent on them and use it to fund educational alternatives, be that private schools, special tutors, or other specialized educational programs. The education establishment sued to block implementation, but the judge saw no harm in letting it go forward, proving once again that choice in education is a concept whose time has come. It's a freight train, moving down the track and manned by parents who want the very best for their children, and woe to any bureaucrat who would stand in their way. In yet another turn of events, the sponsors of the abortion amendment, CI 128, filed suit this week seeking to force the Secretary of State to accept signatures from the inactive voter list as qualified electors for the purposes of getting the amendment on the ballot. Montana Family Foundation Chief Legal Counsel Derek A. Stryker immediately filed a motion to intervene, which is still pending as of the recording of this broadcast. This is an election integrity issue. Signature gatherers for CI 128 went hither and yon across Montana, asking everyone and their dog to sign the petitions. But the law clearly states that signers must be qualified voters. We have cases on point that say that voters on the inactive voter list are no longer qualified voters. Both sides are engaged because literally thousands of signatures hang in the balance. Next week, we'll talk about the Biden administration's plan to allow millions of illegal aliens to vote in the November elections. You just can't make this stuff up. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.